Now, Bury St Edmunds Drugs Charity Focus 12 has a new patron. Boy George has joined the team. The charity, which offers drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs, has helped many people nationwide turn their lives around, including celebrities like Davina McCall and Russell Brand. We know all too well, if you're a regular listener to the programme, that they've been in financial difficulties in recent months, turning themselves around, and this is going to give them all the publicity and the help that they need to keep that brand focused in our minds. Boy George is on the line right now. George, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I'm fine, thanks. Thanks ever so much for sparing some time to talk to us on the programme this morning. Why is Focus 12 so important to you? Why have you lent your support?
Well, I've known a lot of people that have gone through Focus, and Focus provide free beds as well, you know, as well as paying beds, and that's really important because there are a lot of people who can't afford treatment, and it shouldn't be denied them. So, you know, I just think it's a very good charity. I'm friends with Chip Summers, who runs it, and yeah, I just wanted to help. Really, it's just a good thing to do.
What sort of things do you think you'll be able to bring to Focus 12? I mean, obviously, you've got a very, very high profile. You've had your own issues in the past. Is it your story, perhaps, that will encourage people to get in contact with them?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think, you know, what I can do is help raise money, you know, and provide, you know, things like that. You know, that's kind of what Davina does. It's what Russell does. And, you know, that's the advantage of having a sort of, you know, a name, you know, because I can get involved in events and just kind of, you know, do what I can to kind of keep them going, really, you know, because, you know, as you said earlier, you know, a lot of cuts at the moment. A lot of charities are having their kind of finances cut and having to find new ways of financing themselves. And so that's the role that I can play, really.
It is down to pounds, shillings and pence for Focus 12 to keep going, keep doing that good work. A lot of people are fundraising locally and nationally for them. And as you say, friend of Chip Summers, he is he's a fantastic guy and does a lot of good work. What about your story? I don't want to go too much into your story, but clearly you've had personal problems in the past. I mean, it seems to, you know, we've seen Amy Winehouse recently. It seems to still have some association with the music industry addiction. Is there anything that can be done to kind of break that cycle?
I don't know really whether there's you know, I wish I could answer that question because obviously I could save a lot of people a lot of pain, really. But I think, you know, historically it was something that was kind of, you know, you really more associated with music and, you know, kind of celebrities. But nowadays it's so widespread, you know, it's kind of families. And one of the great things about Focus 12 is that it kind of concentrates on the whole family because it is a family disease. If your child has a drug problem, it affects everyone in the family. And on Sunday, I went to, you know, massive reunion in Bury St Edmunds, and I was blown away by the size of it. You know, a lot of people, a lot of families talking about problems, you know, it's amazing, you know. So, you know, I don't know really what the answer is to stopping it. It's a social problem. It's something that happens, and, you know, I wish I had an answer to that, really. It's a difficult question to ask.
Recreational for many people to begin with, and that's how it starts, isn't it? You know, it's a bit of fun, it's a nice feeling, and you just want more.
Yeah, maybe so, but then, you know, also we have a problem with alcohol, which is a legal drug, you know. More people die from alcohol every day than anything else. So, you know, it's a social thing, you know, and I think the important thing, really, rather than getting into that, is for people to know that there is a way out of it. You know, if you are in that situation, there are things like Focus 12, there are things like NAAA, which I'm part of. And one of the reasons I like Focus 12 is that it is a 12-step program. You know, when people go there, they are, you know, taught the kind of 12 steps. And, you know, as I'm part of NA, you know, I think it's really powerful. I think that's a great thing. You know?
George, we've been talking a lot about role models over the last 24 hours or so with obviously events going on in London and elsewhere in the country. Sticking with drugs at the moment, the work of Focus 12, those going through the process, to have high-profile role models like you, Davina, Russell, who've come through this, I mean, how important do you think that's going to be for people in the future to go through this process in Bury St Edmunds?
I think it's very important, you know. I think, you know, when you're in addiction, you know, when you're in active addiction, you know, sometimes you want a way out, but you don't know the answer. You know, sometimes you just kind of want to stop, but you don't know what the solution is. So knowing about things like Focus 12 or NA or AA, any of those organizations, you know, and remember there are meetings every single day, you know, 24/7, around the clock, all year of NA, and they're free. You know, that's the initial step that you can take. You know, if you feel like you need help, then you can go to an NA meeting.